Welcome to Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios, a joint effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and the FAA Safety Team, the FAST Team. This talk show addresses strategies for thinking in today's complex aviation world. Now, here's Cheryl Hardy, FAA Production Studios Public Relations and National FAST Team Representative of the Year from Orlando, Florida, who is today's host.
Good afternoon. This is Cheryl Hardy with the FAA Production Studios and radio talk show Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios at the FAST Team National Resource Center, Lake Linder Regional Airport. And I am very pleased to be here today. We are actually coming to you live from the seaplane safety seminar that's happening at the facility today. But I have a special guest that has ducked his head in and I would like to touch base with, and that is Mr. Fred Kaiser. And he is the FAST Team National Lead for the Safety Stand Down Project. Fred, welcome.
Thanks, Cheryl.
How are you?
Excited to be here.
You know, you've been hustling and bustling all around here today. I know we have a very special event coming up called, a little thing called Sun and Fun.
Right.
And I know you've been busy, but you were gracious to allow me a few moments of your time today. And I'd like to talk about something that I'm seeing signs all over the facility and, you know, things on the agenda. Something called a safety stand down. Fred, what the heck's going on?
The safety stand down was a brainchild of our national communications outreach manager, Brian Neville. And you may know Brian from the FAASafety.gov guy.
Yes.
What we were working on from the FAST Team perspective is how can we get airmen to stop and think about safety? How can we stop them for just an hour, a minute? Whatever it takes to make them stop and think about safety. And so the idea of the stand down came up, kind of following what the military does on a yearly basis at least, and just giving people an opportunity to maybe look at things a little bit differently where they've never seen things before. I mean, there's many times we stop and we look at things, we work around things day in, day out. The buzzword is complacency,
mm-hmm.
but a lot of times it's just, you know, familiarity. We've been here, done that. You know, I looked at this thing yesterday. I don't have to look at it today. It's okay. It was okay yesterday.
Right.
And,
right.
You know, and so we're just trying to heighten people's awareness about thinking about aviation, thinking about what they're doing, thinking about not only themselves, but their airplanes, their environments, et cetera, et cetera.
Now, Fred, I know this isn't your first rodeo with a safety stand down.
No, it's the second one. We changed it a bit this year. The first one we had, we wanted to target the accident causal factors that caused the most accidents. Well, that was pretty simple. That was approach and landings. Fortunately for the approach and landing, you don't have much speed, low energy. Most of them are... You know, you damage an aircraft, damage your pride, but you walk away from it.
Mm-hmm.
This year, we're a little bit differently. We're thinking more along the lines of the fatal accident causers. And so what we did is we've taken the top three fatal accident causes, and we've developed our stand down around those, kind of mitigation factors. What can I do to think about it? How can I plan not to have one? And so that's kind of what we looked at this year. Most when you stop and think about the fatal accidents, people kind of brush over that because that's really a low number when you stop and look at all the flight time and the hours that we get, but it's not a small number to the people that have them.
Right.
You know, to them and their families and
That's right.
their friends. And so a lot of times, actually, the individual's peers have come to us after the event and said, you know, I knew that was going to happen one day. And so let's heighten up this awareness. Let's start working on each other so that we can really think about what we're doing, how we do it, and hold everybody accountable. hold everybody to that standard.
Okay, so let's say we back up a little bit and to 2010 and the safety stand downs coming together, you're working on it and you're putting things in place, and we present it to the public and we're out there, you know, gangbusters. There's a response, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And that response said, okay, you know what, we're on the right track. We need to do this again, and we have more information, and there's more communication. Communication's everything. I'm big on communication. We've got to get this information out to the pilot community. So now where are we, and where do we go from there?
After being in Alaska for a number of years as a pilot, bush pilot, they call us up there, and then working for the FAA, and then having the privilege to come to this beautiful facility here at Lakeland and discovering that there are tools to get information out to pilots that I had not even dreamed possible. You know, today you can pick up your iPhone, you can pick up anything, literally, and start looking at something. And so, you know, that's the medium that we're looking at. We try to look at our events. I mean, from a fast team perspective, we analyze the events, and then we get out and we develop mitigation strategies. We have team members. I'm going to use one of our team members is Kermit Weeks from over at
yes.
Fantasy of Flight.
Mm-hmm.
And he brings an incredible wealth of information to the table. Kermit, through his museum, flies, I don't know how many aircraft he flies, 40 or 50 different models.
Oh, yeah.
All at different times. And so he has a lot of valuable input as to, well, you just don't get into an airplane you haven't flown for a month. And,
right.
You know, or transition from a seaplane to a warbird and back to a cub. And,
right.
You know, a lot of insight. And so what we do is we solicit industry. We solicit people. We solicit the pilots. We say, hey, guys, you're survivors. What's kept you alive? I mean, that's a morbid way of looking at it, but you look in Alaska, there's a lot of people who have died over the years, and yet there's still guys who have been flying up there for 40 years.
Right.
And what separates them from their friends that have gone on? And so we take a look at that. We
right.
ask them the hard questions. And so then we take that information we get, and we try to roll it into our stand down. And the stand down this year is going to be a little bit different than it was last year because we have they call them talent.
Right.
I didn't know that word until I got here to Lakeland. But we've got Kermit Weeks, Janine Cochin, we have Barrington Irving, we've got Eric Menace. They let me poke my head in occasionally to add some comic relief. But we have a venue where we have these folks just talking about aviation.
Right.
They're talking about how to maintain a positive flight attitude. They're talking about maneuvering flight and a little bit about pre-flighting, maybe going beyond pre-flight. And they're talking about en route cruise.
Mm-hmm.
How can we kill ourselves going cross-country when people assume that that's really the safest area? And it is, for the most part, when you talk about accidents, but when you talk about fatal accidents, that's a huge area.
It's a huge area.
Huge
right area. You've got the risk factor, you've got the fatigue, you've got a lot of other things that are involved in it.
Oh, absolutely.
And we need to come back to grassroots and not forgetting that all these factors are there and that we're not invincible. You know, that things can and will happen and we need to be prepared for them.
Exactly. Exactly. I guess if I knew anything, I know the person that gets in an airplane and just with an attitude that it can't happen to me will one day find himself in a situation that he's probably not going to get out of
right.
successfully.
And it may not be to his fault, or, you know, it could be something mechanically that happens to the aircraft.
Oh, I mean, absolutely.
Things happen. Things
absolutely.
Happen. There are many factors involved in that. So you've got a great lineup for this year's safety stand down. How are we going to let everybody know about the stand down other than today's radio talk show, which everyone will listen to? How else are we letting the pilot community know about this stand down and how they can participate?
Go to FAASafety.gov. On FAASafety.gov, we have a landing page. when you log on, you don't even have to log on. Just go to fasafety.gov. Over on the right-hand side of the page, you'll see a thing that says 2011 Safety Stand Down. That will take you to the Safety Stand Down landing page. And then what you need to do, down in the lower left-hand corner, you have a map. And all you have to do is hover over your particular state location, and all the sites that are presenting safety stand-downs will be right there with the location, the times, and that kind of stuff. And I recommend that you sign up for them. A lot of them have limitations on how many people that they can get there.
Sure.
And then just as an idea, let me share this with you. Last year was our first year. We started off with 43 stand-downs, and we held those from throughout the country, all the way from Alaska, Hawaii, and across the country. This year, we have 98. Word of mouth, people trying to find out more. We're trying to get out to reach people that, you know, can't travel 100, 200 miles.
That's outstanding.
And so we're trying to get them out so we become more user-friendly and get the message out.
Another way to get the message out to people, too, is not only by this radio talk show, FAASafety.gov, of course, invaluable tool, but we need to let everybody also know that this is going to be available live on the stream from the FAA Production Studios website and FAASafety.gov as well. So if they are in Alaska or if they are somewhere else in the country and actually around the world, they can participate in this safety stand down online.
Yeah, you know, right there you caught me sleeping again. That was one of the things I learned when I came here, how incredibly valuable this web, what do you want to call it, the web source
yep.
is.
Yes.
Guys and gals, whether you have 1 minute or 1 hour, you can find something to help you become a better pilot. It is incredible. And if you haven't gone to FAA Production Studios website, by all means go there. Down at the bottom, navigate all the way to the bottom, and you can find things on seminars, live seminars, et cetera, et cetera. FAASafety.gov, that's the FAST Team portal. You know, that's everything you want to get to know, to find, classes, training tools, whatever you need, podcasts.
Information.
I'm trying to think, what else?
FAST Team reps, links to all vital information. There's a library there. There's an incredible wealth of information there.
And if you have any suggestions on something we're missing, let us know. There's a link at the bottom of that thing. In fact, I think on both websites that is for information. So if you have an idea or a tool that can help us do a better job, throw it our way.
Now, I understand the day is going to wrap up with a town hall meeting.
Yes, we have a congressman coming in. We're going to end up with him in the afternoon.
Congressman Sam Graves.
Yes.
Yes, now he is, as I understand, is now our new co-chair for the General Aviation Caucus.
Yes.
That's very critical. It's very critical to Sun and Fun and General Aviation as we know it.
And if you're local, if you're going to fly in for Sun and Fun, I encourage you to be here. We have an advocate. And we need to let this advocate know he has our support.
That's right. That's right. We all need to participate in this great, great thing that we all enjoy, aviation.
You got it. And remember, if you're silent thinking someone else is going to speak for you, too bad.
That's absolutely right. There's one thing that I always encourage, and I encourage it with the Seaplane Association members as well, in an interview earlier with Mr. Twombly. Your members are your voice, and you've got to participate.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. If you don't participate, well, in fact, in Alaska, we have a saying, if you don't participate, you don't have a right to gripe about it. Okay?
That's right.
So you've got to get out there, support these guys in Washington. From my little experience of working in the headquarters of the FAA and in that environment for a short time, you have no idea how important one single voice is. And when we can get the voice of 10 or 20 or 30 together, that's an echo that those people cannot ignore. So support them. Get out there. Pay attention. If you're close to Sun and Fun, by all means, be here.
Fred, we're looking forward to an outstanding day. We're looking forward to an outstanding week. We at the FAA Production Studios will be here with you, I know, all week long. You'll be hosting for us as well for the other seminars throughout the week. Saturday's Safety Stand Down is a special lineup, and we encourage everybody to participate in that without a doubt. If there's anything else during the week that or any day that you can't view, we understand, but make it Saturday. That's a very important day. We're going to have a great week. We're going to have a safe week for Sun and Fun this year. And Fred, there's one other little thing I'd like to ask you, and a personal favor, if I may. I'd like to see if you'd come back again with me for an interview, because I'd sure like to talk about flying in Alaska.
I would be so honored. Yeah, let's just say after 40 years, I've not lost my passion for this business.
That's right. There you go.
I have not.
There you go.
And Cheryl, thank you. Thank you for the hard work you do. I don't know whether you guys know about this or know what she does, but she wears about 19 hats per day. She's an incredibly vibrant, active person in aviation, and she's a person you're going to learn to listen to really closely, because she is really valuable in what she says. So, thank you.
Thank you, Fred. And I do appreciate your kind words. You made an emotional moment for me, because I truly believe in what's going on here. I believe in the safety program. I came on board back in the Jane Garvey days, when the safety program was written down on a napkin, basically, and things were being developed, a good portion of the...
And don't forget to tell them about your award, too, okay?
Okay, now you're going to embarrass me.
No, I'm proud of it.
Yes, I am proud. I was a National Fast Team Representative of the Year for the Fast Team and the program, and I am extremely proud of it. That was in 2007, and it was one of the highest honors. I'm very humbled by that experience, and it was just an incredible, incredible honor, and I truly appreciate it. I do.
You deserve every bit of it.
Thank you, sir. You're a wonderful man. Well, this is Cheryl Hardy with Managing Safety, coming to you from the FAA Production Studios, and it's certainly been a pleasure. And Fred, I really do look forward to our next interview. I think that's going to be exciting. So all you listeners out there, I'm going to tackle this guy and tie him down, because if there's one person that is experienced with flying in Alaska, it's Fred Kaiser. So... for all of you listening, thank you. And we remember FAAProductionStudios.com and FAAsafety.gov. Those are the two websites you want to tune into. This show will be available on iTunes and will be aired on Flightline Radio and available on the studio website. So for all of us here at the FAA Production Studios, we thank you for listening. And remember, we'll be back with more shows coming. So listen in next time.
We hope you've enjoyed today's Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios, a joint effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and the FAA Safety Team. Please visit our studio website at FAAProductionStudios.com to hear past programs.